Leo's been holding on for a while and has been, I think, very, very animated about this issue. Go ahead, Leo. Are you there?
Good man, dead on.
You there, Leo?
Hello, yes, Joe.
Sorry for holding you there, Leo.
Not at all.
Just explain to people, it's a little bit obscure, but it's a big change for fellas and women who are builders and trying to decide, I might build my own or put a little extension on. What's the new rule?
Right, well, the new rule, as far as I can make out, the new rule puts... Now, there's loads of new rules, but the one I'm really worried about is the undertaking by builder, the form of certificate of compliance, which has to be signed, it's here in big bold letters, to be signed by a principal or director of a building company only. Now, obviously, self-builders aren't directors of building companies. So if any self-builder signs that, he's breaking the law. As far as I can gather.
So what will it stop you do? You're a carpenter and a joiner by trade. You've no work at the minute. If you want to build something in your own for yourself, you're saying you have to hire these other people.
Yes. When these regulations come into effect on the 1st of March, it means that there's no more self-build. I am not a principal or a director of a building company. So therefore, I cannot put my name on this legal binding certificate. I'd be breaking the law.
Well, the statutory instrument, as far as it's clear, says from March the 1st, which is next Friday, self-builders will have to employ a certified professional architect, engineer, building surveyor to design the house for them. And you're saying not only do you have to employ, and you could, they want proof of it, they want it signed off.
Oh, yes, they also need signatures from the builder. Before the building starts, you have to nominate your builder. And then during it, he has to do a few checks along the way. And then, the most important one that I'm worried about is the last certificate, form of certificate of compliance. And this is the last certificate you need to sign your house off as being done right and proper. And as I say, I cannot, as a self-builder, I can't sign this.
But surely, I think you do accept the point, if you were building something significant, you more than likely, not always, but more than likely would consult an architect.
Ah, yeah.
Okay.
No, the trouble, I didn't have much trouble with that. Now, the only thing it's putting huge cost on the thing as well. Say, the way I was ready for submitting my portfolio for planning permission, and when I got literally a day or two before I was ready to hand it in, I came across these new regulations that just literally stopped me in my tracks. And since that, it's all up in the air. Nobody can really tell me, but the estimate between 18,000 and 25,000 extra this is going to cost. Now, this is every build that happens after the 1st of March.
But why would they want to stop you building your own house?
Right, well, the only way I can see it, Joe, I'm not an expert on this, and as I say, it's only in the last week or so that I've really become aware of this. As far as I can tell, and again, maybe I'm taking this up wrong, but as far as I can tell, they want big companies doing all the work. They don't want me at home, you know, building a house for my own family.
Or maybe they want everyone who is building to be registered as a builder and be registered for VAT and everything in between.
Yeah, well, again, I have no qualms with that either. Do you know what I mean? It's all I want to do is to be able, the same way as my father other people in the locality, to get the opportunity to build something that will pass regulation. They're not even giving me the opportunity.
Have you a project in mind, Leo?
I'm building my home.
Okay. Well, why not just get the planning permission and just build? It's of no concern to the planning authorities who built the house. Is it? You're saying it is from March the 1st.
It is. Of course it is.
Let me bring Raymond Gallagher in. Raymond in Sligo, 51551. Raymond, good afternoon.
How are we doing, Joe?
You were due to start building your own house in the next... What have you discovered?
Well, a big heading in front of me. Construction Industry Federation suggests self-building in Ireland will be no longer possible after next Saturday. And this is shocking. This is going to have big repercussions for the residential self-builder, as nearly 60% of houses constructed in Ireland at the minute are self-builds. And this could all stop, Joe.
And what's your project? You're going to build a house, your own
house.
I'm
going to build a house, yeah. Now, this will affect people who even want to build an extension onto their house.
But from your reading of those regulations, I think they're slightly unclear. But from your reading of those regulations, you're clear that you will not be allowed to build your own house.
For certain.
Why not?
Because the undertaken by the builder certificate is to be signed by the principal or director of a building company only. And I'm no principal or director of a building company.
Nor am I.
And if you don't get that signed, what does that mean? You can't sell the house? Or you can't
You can't proceed with construction. Simple as that. You cannot proceed with construction. And also, at the very end, there's a completion certificate that has to be signed by the principal or director of the building company only. And when that completion certificate is signed, it's sent into the local authority and they validate it and they check the drawings and go through everything. And if they see that it's compliant, they'll give you permission to move into your house. And if it's not compliant, it'll be sent back to you with God only knows what on it.
So, if the statutory instrument was changed, and it could be before Saturday is the first one, if it could be changed to say, okay, we leave in the bit about the chartered, the architect, the engineer, and the building surveyor, but we'll take out this signature by a company, a building company director, would that satisfy the two of you?
Yes, I think that would be a start. I think that line should definitely be removed from these instruments.
I would think the same thing too. It's you know, we're not in, we don't really want to have to pay all this money either, but at the same time, once we get to build our houses, or once I get to build my house, that's what I'm really worried about. I'm not even building a house, I'm building a home for my family. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if you're stopped doing that, as far as I'm concerned, it's a huge deal.
What you're saying, but just to be clear, you're not asking to get around or to be absolved of any safety, construction, structural engineering requirements. What you're saying is this signature at the end means you have to employ a building company, which you don't want to do. You want to, and that's the world you live in. You're trying to do some work and you want to just build it yourself to the highest standards.
Oh, of course, yes.
Okay.
It states that a competent builder must execute the work. And also, in the code of practice, we just say you employ a building contractor. Even if you went with these regulations right now, and you employed a building contractor and the certifiers and everyone that has to be employed, and we'll say you move into your house and you get your house insurance, and 2 years down the road something goes wrong with that house, and you go back to the insurance company, they're going to come back to you with a little paragraph in the code of practice. The building owner is ultimately responsible for ensuring that the buildings or works are carried out in accordance with the requirements of the building regulations.
Adrian Monaghan,
the building owner.
Adrian Monaghan,
how is that?
Okay.
You're employing all these people. You've been forced to employ all these people. But at the end of the day, you are the one that will be put in jail if something goes wrong.
Say that Adrian Monaghan is in Galway. Adrian, 51551 text. Adrian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm hoping to build as well on a family farm here at home.
And when did you realise that the law was changing this coming Saturday?
Last week, I was trawling through some of the websites there looking at regulations and stuff, and I came across an article there in the Wicklow Times North, a nightmare scenario, the end of building as we know it. And it states that, you know, as the lads were saying, that you have to employ a design certifier, an inspection certifier, and a building contractor. And it's just, I suppose, in my own situation, I'm fortunate enough to have been members of my own family that are carpenters, electricians, and block layers and that, and I was hoping to employ them. But according to this article, it states that it's going to have an awful effect on the rural society, rural community, whereby people will no longer be able to hire and use several craftsmen for different aspects of their building process. That you can't be the builder. You have to have a building contractor as such, and you're hands off on the build. That you can't actually do any of the work yourself, and that's incurring an extra cost of between 13% and 20%. And you know, people when they're building houses themselves, they're a tight budget as it is.
Yeah, I know that, and
it's extra costing people. It's like another stealth tax on young couples, you know.
And they build it as they go along when they get the few bob or whatever. But Adrian, since you discovered this last week and you were planning to build yourself, have you raised it with any public representatives or?
Well, I haven't. The only people I've been onto was the Irish Association of Builders, and they've been going to and fro with emails. The next thing that
I was told that this is going to be carried on the Joe Duffy Show. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, yes.
And what are you going to do?
My view. Well, I'm hoping that more people will realise what's going on, and maybe before Saturday that things can change, and that the wording of this legislation can be changed in such that I can be nominated as the builder. The way it's worded at the minute, you have to, and the guide from the council there is, the undertaking by a builder can only be signed. This is if you want to go direct labour. Mm-hmm. The builder is preferably registered with the Construction Industry Federation and can provide a Construction Industry Register Ireland number. You know, that's taking the build out of your own hands. And basically, I can't hire my own relatives by the way it is. And I'm just looking for clarification.
And you're saying it's almost as if you'd have to hire a building company who in turn might hire you to help build your own house.
Crazy kind of stuff, and it's just adding like extra.
Apparently, the definition in the legislation of a competent, it must be a competent person. That's a person with at least 3 years relevant contracting experience and be the principal of a building firm.
Absolutely, it's very vague, like, and it's not, you know, it's kind of taken the self builder out of it, you know, as such. And
your argument is that
I won't be able to mix a bag of concrete or a bit of cement for my own build, you know, it's mad, you know.
So I believe the people in rural Ireland and even the towns don't know how serious these regulations are. The likes of farmers and low-income families who plan to build their own house, their sons' houses on the land by self-build method will not be able. Okay. Now, this misleading information been put out there by the county councils and the government by telling the people that they can nominate themselves as the builder, where it clearly states that it's a principal or director of a building company only. So that's misleading information that's gone out to the people, and they might think it's okay to go and do this, but it's going to be serious trouble for them.
One of the lads there, I think it was Leo, called it a stealth tax, but is it a form of another way of ensuring people are tax compliant?
No.
No, I don't agree with that either. We're all as tax compliant as we possibly can be. You know, nobody is going around not paying tax and avoiding and putting up bad buildings. Do you know what I mean? We're all just ordinary people trying to, as I say, we're building homes. We're not building houses here to be sold. We're building homes. And we're not going to build our home wrongly or inferiorly. Do you know what I mean?
You don't want the roof falling in or the walls coming down.
Self-builders, if you look at the statistics, self-builders end up with a better product, or, you know, generally end up with a better product than if you got a contractor in to do it.
So from your reading of the regulations, the new law that's coming in on Saturday, it's clearly the end of the self-build house.
Yes. Now, if you go on the, there was nothing about it. I'm in Louth here. There was nothing about it on the Louth County Council website. Nothing until a couple of days ago when they put up. And I think it was Raymond that said there that they do mention about direct labour, and they just say that if you're self-build, you can nominate yourself. But as Raymond said, you can do that and start building your house. And then when you come to the very end to get your certificate of compliance, you find out that you can't.
You can nominate yourself. The council say you can nominate yourself as the self-builder, but the certifiers,
we've asked for a statement or a spokesperson from the Department of the Environment. Okay, thanks indeed, Leo, Raymond, Adrian, 51551. Raymond Quirk is in Wexford. Raymond.
Hi, Joe.
This new regulation which is coming in on Saturday.
Yes.
How will it affect you?
Well, it'll make me unemployable.
Why?
I've been self-employed for the last 20 years working as an architect. Mm. And from Saturday, I'll be unable to sign off on certificates of compliance with construction planning permissions or building regulations. Even though I have full professional indemnity insurance and over 20 years experience, and I've done this daily since.
And why will you not be allowed?
Because I'm not a member of the RAI, and I'm not
The RAI, what's that,
the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland. There's 300-500 people like myself classed as grandfathers who have worked professionally and are recognised by the Law Society with 10 years plus experience, who have certified mortgages for all the leading banks and institutions in Ireland, will no longer be able to sign off on their certificates.
So CIAT, what does that stand for?
The Chartered Institute of Architectural Technologists is a world-renowned organisation.
And that's you?
Yes.
Okay. And you're saying...
People in that organisation are also unrecognised to be able to certify mortgages or.
So you're useless from Saturday.
Yes.
I don't mean that. No, I don't mean that in a personal way.
No, I'm 45 and I have three young children, and I will be unemployable, or I will no longer be able to be self-employed and continue what I've done for the last 20 years after Saturday.
And have you raised this?
I've raised this for the last 6 years with every TD in the Dáil, and the Minister and the previous Minister, and they're fully aware and they have listened.
And what response do you get?
Well, I get the same standard response. Go join the RAI. I can join the RAI if I sit technical assessment, which is a once-off, once-in-your-life only technical assessment. Lasts about 9 months, costs $6,500, and it has a 75% failure rate. 20 people in the state over the last 6 years have undertook, as far as I know, this exam, and 75% of them have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is well known. So you can raise the bar.
Yeah, but what government in the right mind these days will try and make people unemployed as from Saturday?
Well, exactly. I've asked that question myself and I've still to get an answer to it. It's an absolute disgrace. And I can't understand how the media haven't picked up on this before now. This SI is a knee-jerk reaction to the likes of Parry Hall. And we can't follow our neighbours in England and have proper building control in our councils that can actually inspect and check and, you know, check out the works that are being done. They're asking architects and engineers to do it. But the PI insurance for this is going to be phenomenal. That's professional insurance. Yeah. So that means that the fees for future drawdowns on mortgages is going to be astronomical. The RAI themselves are unsure about this current SI. Seven past presidents of RAI have written to the minister, and they too are appalled by what's going on. So, I mean, this is the whole construction industry, not just self-builders. But I do personally believe that the day of the self-builder is finished in this country. And as regards young couples in rural Ireland getting money together to build on their own land, it's going to become almost impossible.
Okay, okay. That's a pretty grim prospect this coming Saturday for you and your family, and you say a lot of other people because of a new statutory instrument.
There are at least 350 to 500 people in the same situation as myself, currently known as grandfathers throughout the country. And there has been legislation trying to be brought in by the previous government to try and accommodate people like myself, but it hasn't happened.
Okay, Donal Gilroy is in Sligo. Your quick point, Donal.
Well, there was a briefing given last week. Well, first, I feel sorry for that last man that was on, because there's an awful lot of people like him. And
who are going to be unemployed from Saturday.
That's very likely.
Or unemployable.
The big fear is that the whole construction, the small green shoots that are in the construction industry are the one-off houses that people are building.
What's your understanding about what's going to happen? You went to a meeting.
Yeah, there was a meeting last Friday. Okay. The building control officer for Sligo County Council was the only one in Ireland that ran a meeting.
And what did he say is going to happen from March the 4th?
Agents, which would be people who were draftsmen, who were technicians like our last man, engineers, architects, all the rest. And basically he said that the minister had said in Dáil that self-builds can go ahead, they can declare themselves as the builder. So that's the first thing. But the trouble is that this is going to kill off any little bit of a green shoot of any, because they're still going to have to, their architect is going to have to take a serious amount of supervision on it if they're doing a self-build, or their engineer or their Chartered Institute of Building Surveyors, man, whatever, that all of these are going to have to be paid a very high fee. Really, whatever chance we had of a little bit of a recovery, this is going to kick it back. It's going to go back to 2009, 2010, to when nothing was being built.
But what government in the right mind in the current atmosphere? Remember, the theme of this year is jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what Enda Kenny says. That's what Eamon Gilmore says. That's what every government, jobs, jobs, jobs. Why would it try and make people unemployable as in from next Saturday?
Yeah. Well, we should all promote that if there's a chance to watch that things are done properly, and there should be proper
supervision. Here.
You know, we don't want another Priory Hall, even on a one-off house. That house may be sold. Any of us could be struck dead the next day, and our family.
Priory Hall was built by a so-called reputable building company. It wasn't built as
absolutely.
It wasn't Tom Feely's own house he was building.
What we should really look for, what we should be looking for nationally, is that the building control authorities, we are, one of the architects at the meeting asked the building control officer, was there going to be any extra resources provided to the building control authority to implement this law? And he was told no. No extra resources.
Okay, more
all.
To come. I can see by the screen people now are very exercised by this and the imminence of it. Thanks indeed.